I do work at the administration building and help oversee a lot of our support services for students. So I oversee a lot of our social work and counseling services for kids. So anything we can do to help prepare students to be successful in the classroom is what a big part of my focus is. Also help with some grants. I'm also the McKinney-Vento liaison, which means that I am focused on also looking at some students who might be in a homeless situation and making sure that we're providing everything that we are required to provide for them in their situation and make sure they have the support that they need to be successful in school. So
that's a lot of hats.
Help with, help with some different enrollment questions and just kind of a wide variety of things. So.
And with 23 schools in the corporation, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And the services you provide are at all of those schools, just not a couple of them. So I'm guessing your plate stays pretty full.
Yes, it is. I do have quite a bit going on. So
well, good. I'm glad you spent some time with us this morning and let it know. And the reason we're talking to you is October is National Anti-Bullying Month. Shouldn't every month really be Anti-Bullying Month?
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. And
but we always have one we pick out to put the focus on to make sure it doesn't fall through the cracks. And October has been chosen that.
Yes, exactly. So that's the week where it's really highlighted, where it actually dovetails well into our state mandate, which is that no later than October 15th, we are required to educate students and teachers and families on the importance of bullying prevention and teaching kids why it's important to treat each other with kindness and what you can do as a friend or a bystander to step up and help a friend who you think might be in a difficult situation. And we have a state mandate that we're required by October 15th to provide that education. And so it actually dovetails nicely into having October kind of be that culmination and that that National Prevention Month where everybody across the nation is really highlighting that.
Now, I bet if you walk into any classroom or most classrooms across your schools, you're going to see signs or suggestions to students saying, be kind, be courteous, be nice, be everything else. So this isn't something you just talk about once a year, correct?
Correct. And that's what I was going to say is most of our schools have a campaign that they'll do throughout the year. So usually there will be some sort of kickoff. We'll have a lot of our social workers and counselors are also highly involved in that along with teachers. And we will also incorporate a lot of literacy lessons into that. There's some great books out there, just wonderful books for all ages, just about different experiences kids have had, different lessons and so forth. So we can really incorporate that into a lot of our literacy curriculum as well and carry that message on throughout the year. Absolutely.
Becky Rose is our guest this morning. She's the Director of Student Services for the MCCSC. When you started here, on a scale of 1 to 10, the bullying was where, and now the bullying awareness is now where? Can you talk about how that's been a new, I don't want to say new in the sense of it, that the stigma has just come around, but the prevention, the awareness, the talking about it, that's been a huge focus recently, yes?
Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. I mean, like you said, you know, it's definitely always been an issue. It's something that people always kind of talked about, but there has been such a huge emphasis on it to really take it more seriously. I mean, I think years ago it used to be, well, that's just sort of a rite of passage. That's what kids go through when they go through school and, you know, get over it and move on kind of thing. But, you know, research has shown that it can have some really major long-term effects for people. And, you know, that, hey, we need to step back and we need to look at this and take it a little bit more seriously and really talk to our kids about this issue and see what we can do to prevent it. So I've just seen a huge change in just my time here with the school corporation and the emphasis on it. And that goes, you know, like I said, all the way to the state level, that now we even have state mandates and House Enrollment Act 1423 passed a couple years ago to make sure that all the schools in Indiana are following these state mandates. So, huge, huge push on this issue over the last few years.
Becky Rose is our guest this morning, the Director of Student Services for the MCCSE. Now, this week, are there organized events, or is it just kind of how each school wants to handle it, or is there a big corporation kickoff or whatever you want to call it?
You know, it's really school by school, so it varies depending on kind of what they decided they want to have planned for the year and what they've started so far. But we definitely have in all of our schools where
Everybody buys into
activities.
This. Right. This is something that, this is a positive step forward. This is not pointing out those who are doing it. This is providing a culture of it trying not to happen as much. Is that an accurate way of putting it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we've learned is that there's so many kids who sometimes will be in a situation where they witness something or they're aware of something, and they want to do something about it. They just don't know how. They feel scared. They feel intimidated.
They feel bullied.
They're worried about what might happen if they speak up.
Right.
And so we talk a lot about that.
And the safety in numbers as well. If everybody's doing it, then it's okay. And, again, it's a shame it happens, but you're never going to stomp it out. It's never going to be completely eradicated, but the more people who don't put up with it, the people that don't tolerate it, that's a great lesson to learn even at the earliest level. My daughter's in kindergarten, and they have the signs all over the place. Be respectful, don't do this, don't do... Well, it makes sense.
Yep.
You have to start it early, the earlier you start it, and hopefully it starts in the home, and some kids don't get that benefit, sadly, where they maybe can do anything they'd like, and then then they have to do it at school. So that's where you come in, and you solve all of our problems.
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll definitely try.
The hardest working woman in show business. So Anti-Bullying Month is October, and that's great that that's going on. What else is happening we need to touch base with here on a Tuesday morning? We know the calendar is coming up. Does that affect your world at all? I guess it affects everybody's world.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It does. It affects all of us to some degree, but... you know, I'm going to do my job the best I can, regardless of which days I'm working and which days the schools or the students are here. So, you know, big picture definitely kind of affects us, but for the most part, we're going to do what we need to do regardless of what the calendar is. But I know that it's, you know, it's definitely a tough decision.
And it's also tough for parents as well who are working a lot or trying to get over that hump. And, you know, where are they going to get daycare for their kids? Where are they going to do this and that and the other thing else? So I think that kind of gets lost in the shuffle as well. I mean, it's nice that everybody wants to vacation at these certain times, but not all of us go on vacation three times or four times a year.
Right, exactly. So it's hard to...
serve all the masters.
All these different situations and try to kind of take all of those into
account. I told Sue Wanzer this. My solution to this problem is you get a punch card, and when you get it punched 180 times, you're done for the year. That's it. You go whenever you like.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Or you get your retina scanned or your thumbprint scanned or whatever we're using in technology these days. Hey, you show up, and in 365 days, you got to go 180 times. And we'll let the cyborgs take attendance. How about that?
Sounds good.
I know you're very busy, Becky. We appreciate your time, and best of luck here in October getting the anti-bullying message out. I know you guys do a great job with that, and we'll get caught up as the semester continues on down the road.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me this morning. I appreciate it.